noong isang Sunday, last Sunday, ating tiningnan ang kapangyarihan ng salita ng Panginoon. Nakita natin, it is powerful, it is living, it is penetrating, but more than that word is the God behind that word. So, yan ang ating nakita last time, mga kapatid, at yan ang dahilan kung bakit tayo dapat kumapit ng mahigpit, to hold fast. Huwag nating pabayaan, huwag nating talikuran ang ating pananampalataya. At alam nyo, ngayon, dadako na tayo from verses 14 to 16, dadako tayo ngayon at magsisimula sa pinakamahabang bahagi ng Hebreo. From chapter 4 all the way na to chapter 10. And that important part of the book is all about the high priest, the great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, the high priestly work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ito yung pinakabuod o sentro ng aklat ng Hebreo. And so mga kapatid, samahan ninyo ako sa ating mga tagapakinig sa Zoom, sa FB Live. Please follow me as I read verse 14, Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16. Kaya't yamang tayo'y mayroong isang marangal at pinakapunong pari na pumasok sa kalangitan, si Jesus na anak ng Diyos, ay hawakan nating matatag ang ating ipinahahayag. Sapagkat tayo'y mayroong iisang pinakapunong pari na marunong makiramay sa ating mga kahinaan. Isa na tinukso sa lahat ng mga paraan, gaya rin naman natin. Gayunmay, walang kasalanan. Kaya't lumapit tayong may katapangan sa trono ng biyaya upang tayo'y tumanggap ng awa at makatagpo ng biyaya na makakatulong sa panahon ng pangangailangan. Tayo muna'y dumako sa Panginoon sa panalangin. Panginoon namin Diyos, nakita namin ang kapangyarihan ng inyong salita, but more so, your power, your grace and mercy. At ngayon naman, Panginoon, ituro niyo sa amin at ipaalala sa amin na ang aming dakilang pari at saserdote ay walang iba kundi ang aming Panginoong Jesus. At dahil sa kanyang kadakilaan, we should hold fast to our confession. We should come to His throne of grace with boldness. Sa kanyang matamis na pangalan, ito po ang aming mga samo at dalangin. Amen. Nakakagulat, at in a sense, medyo nakakatawa, may halong amusement, nung mabasa ko itong isang headline na ito, isang title na ito, ng balita mula sa Inglaterra. Ayon sa account dito sa dyaryo nila, dalawang parliamentarians o dalawang congressman, kumbaga sa atin, nahuling nagnanakaw ng muebles sa kanilang parliament bago sila matalo sa eleksyon. Imagine nyo, parang dalawang congressman, nung matatalo na sa eleksyon, dala yung mga silya galing sa kanilang opisina. Pero nahuli sila ng mga security guard at hindi ipinalabas yung mga muebles na gusto nilang ipuslit. Ayon sa account, mga antique furniture pala ito. So pag ganitong nababasa natin ang mga kagaya nito, at siguro wag na nating pag-usapan yung mga congressman natin dito sa Pilipinas na pagminsan ay nahuhulihan ng mga bagay na sabihin nating medyo questionable, nati-disappoint tayo. We find it funny at times, but if we think hard about it, very disappointing. And there are so many times na nati-disappoint tayo sa mga official na ito na ang tawag sa kanila representative, di ba? Mga kinatawan. Because we operate in a representative democracy. Ang ating demokrasya ay sa pamamagitan ng mga kinatawan. At ito hinahalal natin sila para katawanin tayo to represent us and presumably to take care of our interest. Pero kaya nakadidisappoint ang mga balita na ito. Instead of our interest, sometimes, many times, they think more of their interest. Kaya pagdating natin sa banal na kasulatan, napaka heartwarming and encouraging na ang ating kinatawan, walang iba kundi ang ating Panginoong Jesus, ay hindi kagaya ng mga kinatawang tao. The Lord Jesus Christ, our representative, our Savior, is not like that. Rather, He is perfect. At yan ang ating makikita sa ating pag-aaral. Pansinin nyo sa verse 14, nagsimula dyan, since then, no, since then, oh, parang meron itong kadugsong na sinimulan. At ayon sa mga commentators, ayan ay nagsimula pa sa Hebrews 2, verse 17, kung saan doon nabanggit na we have this high priest who can comfort us, who knows our situation when we are tempted. At sabi natin, nung pinag-aralan natin yung Hebrews 2, 17 and 18, i-reserve natin yung pag-aaral ng higit na malalim pagdating natin dito sa Hebrews 4. So doon nagsimula from Hebrews 2. So parang doon ikinukonekta. And now in chapter 4, verse 14 to 16, ito nga yung pinaka-prologue, pinaka-panimula ng napakahabang discussion na magkukonclude sa chapter 10, 19 to 23. Yun ang magiging epilogue o conclusion. Dito sa dalawang bahaging ito, Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, Hebrews 10, 19 to 23, parehong binanggit yung confession, yung holding to the confession, parehong binanggit yung drawing near to God, to our great high priest, and in doing so, that we should be bold and confident. So yun yung mga tema na parehong-pareho sa dalawang teksto o passage na ito na parang ang tawag na natin inclusio, parang bookend, merong simula, may katapusan. So napakahabang paglalakbay ito from chapter 4 all the way to chapter 10 about our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so ang mensahe na gusto nating hanguin ngayong umagang ito is this: because of the greatness of our mediator or our representative or our high priest, because of the greatness of Jesus, let us persevere in our Christian testimony and in prayer. Because of the greatness of the Lord Jesus, our mediator, representative, our great high priest, let us persevere in Christian testimony and in prayer. So una sa lahat, pansinin natin the uniqueness of Jesus as our high priest. Pansinin natin yung pagkakaiba. Nakita na natin, mas dakila ang Panginoon kay, o sa mga anghel, chapter 1, kay Moses, chapter 3, nakita rin natin kay Joshua, chapter 4, at ngayon, sa panimula, dito sa bandang huli ng chapter 4 and all the way to chapter 10, Jesus is also greater than Aaron and the other human priests. Since, verse 14, makita natin, in unique ang ating Panginoon sa dalawang bagay. He is unique in His greatness. Verse 14, since then, we have a great high priest. No, wala tayong makikitang great high priest sa lumang tipan. Merong priest, merong high priest, pero walang great high priest. Walang iba ito, kundi ang ating Panginoon lamang. Now, saan natin makikita yung greatness na ito? Well, dito pa lang sa great na ginamit, napaka-obvious, ano, na kakaiba ang ating Panginoon, great high priest. In fact, the emphasis is on the word great, dakila. No, hindi lang sa mataas na saserdote, the high priest, kundi great high priest. Ang sabi sa Tagalog Bible natin, ay siya ay isang marangal at pinakapunong pari. So, marangal, great, high priest. At dito makikita natin yung superiority ng Panginoon sa Aaronic priesthood. Di ba? Sa Aaronic priesthood, sa mga saserdote o pari ng unang tipan, lumang tipan, merong great high priest. O merong high priest. Pero ang ating Panginoong Jesus, dahil sa anak sa ng Diyos, dahil sa pagka ikalawang persona niya ng Diyos, because He's the second person of the Trinity, He is great. At ito'y hindi pwedeng sabihin ng kahit sinong taong saserdote. And so yung layo ni Jesus from Aaron and the other human priest and Jesus is immeasurable. Infinite yan. Because of the greatness of the divine person and the human priests. At hindi lang yan, bakit nasabing great high priest ang Panginoon? Sabi sa verse 14, tuloy natin, great high priest who has passed through the heavens. Passed through the heavens. Eh, alam natin, yung nung unang panahon, marami silang paniwala, marami mga langit, ano? Merong mababang langit, may mataas. Sabi nga ni Paul, nakarating siya sa third heaven, maaaring yun ang ibig sabihin, pero sa lumang tipan kasi, eh, regular practice na plural yung heavens, no? Plural talaga yung paggamit. But the point dito is that yung Aaronic priests, yung mga high priest na tao, so maraming mga saserdote, maraming mga pari, merong isang magiging high priest, eh yung high priest na yon can only come to the Holy of Holies one day a year. Naalala nyo, nung pinag-aralan natin, no, yung Day of Atonement, the Yom Kippurin, the Day of Atonement, one day a year, lamang pwedeng pumasok yung punong pari, the high priest, to bring the sacrifice of the people. At pagkatapos nung lalabas siya kaagad. So sandali lamang nakikita nung, kumbaga sandali lang humaharap sa presensya ng Diyos in that very Ark of the Covenant, that in that Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant is, one day a year, for a brief moment in time, haharap yung punong pari, the high priest. But ang ating Panginoong Jesus pinapakita rito, He passed through the heavens. Dahil nasan ang ating Panginoong Jesus? Kaya nang alam natin, He is seated in the right hand of God. Hebrews 7, at makikita natin yan in the future, nakaupo doon ang Panginoon mismong sa kanang kamay ng Ama. Andun ang ating pinakapunong saserdote. And these very words, the very presence or pass through, these very words suggest na walang anumang hindrance. He passed through with no hindrance, with no obstacle, with no barrier. Hindi kagaya ng Holy of Holies, merong kurtinang makapal. Only once a year can they enter that room. Subalit ang ating Panginoong Jesus, straight to the presence of God, no hindrance at all, andun siya nagmi-ministeryo. Kaya tinawag, great high priest. And then also notice his name, yung pangalang ginamit. Kasi alam nyo yung writer of Hebrews, eh hindi siya parang kumbaga at random pumipili ng pangalan, ano? Ayon din sa mga commentators, talagang intentional yung paggamit niya ng mga pangalan dito, ano? Ng Diyos at ganoon din ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At ang ginamit niya is the very name Jesus, the Son of God. Alam na natin yon, Son of God. Pero dito ginamit yung Son of God mismo na titulo. For the first time, kakabit nun Jesus. Jesus, pointing the humanity of Christ, yan yung kanyang pangalan dito sa lupa, Joshua, Yahweh saves, Jesus, ginamit ang pangalan, the earthly Jesus, to remind them of the ministry of suffering and death, but also resurrection of our high priest. But hindi lang siya human, he is also divine. Divine. At dahil divine ang Panginoon, napakadakila, napakarangal, hindi pwedeng maipantay sa mga taong saserdote. So ito yung unang bahagi, nakita natin, ano? The greatness. Dito, nakita natin yung uniqueness of Christ because of His greatness. But not only that, in verse 15, notice also His sympathy with us points to His greatness. His sympathy, yung kanyang sympathy sa atin. At ang sabi muli sa Tagalog, tayo merong isang pinakapunong pari na marunong makiramay. Yan ang ginamit sa ating kahinaan. Marunong, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Parang ito yung negative, double negative nga eh, no? Doon sa Hebrews 2, verse 17, positive, or 18, verse 18, na naiuunawaan niya ang ating mga dinadaanan ng tukso. Pero dito, ginamit yung negative, pero double negative. We do not have a high priest who is unable. Do not unable. In short, he is able to sympathize. He is able. Pagkat maaaring maisip ng mga nagbabasa o nakikinig at sabihin nila, Jesus, the Son of God. And then sa chapter 1, tinaas ng sumulat si Jesus. Dakila pa sa mga anghel. At ngayon sinabi niya, in the very presence of God Almighty. Eh baka merong medyo magtanong, eh teka, writer of the Hebrews, eh kung ganyan pala si Jesus, siya kaya nakakasimpatiya pa sa kalalagayan ko sa mundo? Nararamdaman kaya niya yung aking mga hinaing? Nararamdaman kaya niya yung aking mga frustrations? Nararamdaman kaya niya yung aking mga disappointments in this life? Nararamdaman kaya niya yung aking mga paghihirap na dinadanas? Eh, nasa langit na siya. Now, that is the objection. Kaya, ano ang sagot ng writer? No! We do not have the high priest who is unable. So, parang paradox, ano? Nasa langit, kasama, nakaupo sa trono ng Diyos. And yet, such a heart that can sympathize. The word used is sympatheo, literally suffer along with. Suffer along with. Yung mga, lalo na yung mga Spanish coaches sa soccer or football, ang isang paborito nilang gamitin, o mga Italian, yung mga English, hindi ganito eh. Pero yung mga Latino or Spanish, Italian, they have a word na pag gusto nilang i-describe yung paglalaro ng mga players nila, pag talaga naglaro ng matindi, ang sabi nila, we suffered. We suffered in the first half. Eh kung English ka, parang tataka, ano, suffered in the first half. Pero ibig nila sabihin, nagpakahirap kami with blood, sweat, and tears. Nag-defend kami para hindi makagol yung kalaban namin. We suffered. Together, eh ito parang ganito yung ibig sabihin. Sympatheo, to suffer along with. Jesus knows our weaknesses. He sympathizes with our weaknesses, implying any conscious need or implying a comprehensive needs or mga bagay na pangangailangan natin. Anumang uri, weaknesses. At hindi lang yan, at ito nakakagulat, anong sabi sa verse 15? But one, Jesus, the one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now, napakarami ng tinta at printer ink ang naubos ng mga theologians trying to understand how this could be. Tempted as we are, yet without sin. So makita natin, Jesus, as fully human, Jesus, Son of God, pero Jesus, tao siya, eh sabi dito na naranasan niya yung mga tukso. He was tempted, ang sabi rito, as we are in every respect. Now, how can that be? Well, malinaw na nung narito ang Panginoon, ay nakaranas siya ng mga temptations and sufferings. Napakalinaw niyan. No, right after his baptism, Matthew 4, Luke 4, esan dinala ng Espiritu ang Panginoon. Di ba, for 40 days, 40 nights, eh nag-fasting ang Panginoon, di kumakain. No, and dumating na ang Diablo. Anong sabi? If you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Sabi ng Panginoon, man shall not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Pero doon makikita natin, in hunger, in human weakness, bilang tao, gutom na gutom, bilang tao talagang his whole body is crying, food, food, food. Sabi ng Diablo, you have the power. You have the power. Turn the stones into bread. Now, madali lang yun. Pero hindi yun ang kalooban ng Diyos. Kaya tinanggihan ito ng Panginoon. He was tempted na turn to bread yung mga bato na yon, dahil gutom na siya. And while hanging on the cross towards the end of his life, so that was the start of his ministry, temptation agad. But towards the end, then, in his life, patuloy siyang tinutukso at marami pa mga pagsubok. And just before he died, more temptations. People shouting, let him come down now from the cross. For he said, I am the Son of God. He was mocked and jeered and challenged. Kung ikaw ay anak ng Diyos, bumaba ka sa krus. Now, he has the power. Kaya niyo sana. There is the temptation. Stop the suffering. Don't drink the wrath of God. Don't experience hell on the cross. You have the power. You are the Son of God. You said so. Bumaba ka sa krus. And as a human being, again, there is that yearning to be freed from pain and suffering and insults and to give in to temptation. Now, but then the question is, yet without sin. Para sa atin, napakahirap i-imagine na ma-tempt and yet without sin. No? Tayo kasi, pag na-tempt, ang bilis eh, andyan na halos, kasalanan, kasunod na. No? Ang bilis! Pero dito makikita natin na temptation itself is not sinful. That is part of the solution to this very hard to understand passage. Part of the solution is temptation does not necessarily mean sin. Kaya no, sinabi na ng Panginoon sa Matthew 5, you know, if you look at a woman with lust, then you commit adultery. But the point is, lahat ba ng paghanga at pagtingin sa isang babae o lalaki is lust? Of course not. You can admire a woman or a man. But lalo na yung mga lalaki, alam na alam natin, we know when we have crossed the line. Yan ang sabi ng isang commentator. You know when you have crossed the line. Maring ina-admire mo, that's good, beautiful. Pero pag yung mind mo nag-wander na into a different direction, you know that. You crossed the line and you sin. So merong fine line na temptation, pero you said no. So walang kasalanan doon. Pero pag nahulog ka, even in your heart, kaya sabi ng Panginoon, when you look at a woman to lust after her, nahulog sa lust, that is sin. But when it comes to Jesus, he never, never, ever crossed the line. Yan ang masasabi natin dito sa passage na ito. One thing is sure, Jesus was tempted in every respect as we are, but Jesus never crossed the line. Yet without sin. And of course, that brings itself another question. How can he be tempted as we are? Eh, sinless siya. Wala naman siyang nakabaong kasalanan sa kanyang puso. Hindi kagaya natin. We cry with Paul, woe unto us who shall deliver us from this body of sin. Now that mystery remains, of course. But John Piper in one of his sermons, I heard this years ago, hindi ko na maalala kung kailan niya pinreach ito, but I heard him said that in a sense, mas malakas yung temptation ni Jesus. Kasi hindi siya bumibigay. This is how he explained it. Tayo kasi, natetempt tayo, di ba parang isang malakas na tao, hinihila, naghihilahan, pero pag bumigay ka kaagad, defeated ka na. Eh yung hindi bumibigay, kahit na hinila na ng hinila, masakit na, hindi bumibigay, eh in a sense, mas matindi yung temptation nun. Mas matindi yung struggle na yun. Because hindi siya bumigay till the end. Unlike tayo, bumigay agad. So, mas konti yung struggle natin. That's how we attempted. But again, the mystery remains. But one thing is sure. Ito sabi sa Banal na Kasulatan, naniniwala tayo dito, ito sinabi ng Banal na Kasulatan, He was tempted as we are. In all points as we are. Alam niya lahat ng mga pinagdadaanan natin. What a great high priest we have. He can sympathize with all our struggles as human beings. But now, finally, bilis ng oras doon, let's go to the practical implications. Okay? Yung greatness ng high priest, uniqueness, nakita natin in his greatness and in his sympathy. So ano yung mga practical implications? Verse 14, number one. Hold fast, therefore, to our confession. Yamang nakita natin yung uniqueness, his greatness, his sympathy. Only one conclusion. Don't give up. Hold fast. Verse 14b. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Hear this. Let us hold fast our confession. Yan nga ang paksa ng Hebreo. Hold fast. Hold fast. Because of our great high priest. And the verb hold fast means to cling to. Parang merong determination. Kumapit ka. Wag kang bibitaw. Hold fast. Because you have such a great high priest. He's passed into heavens. He's right before the throne of God. He's great. He is the Son of God. He knows your trials and temptations. Therefore, there is no reason. Saan ka pa pupunta? Saan ka pa hahanap ng kaligtasan? Saan ka pa hahanap ng kagaya nitong tagapagligtas? There's no one like Him. Therefore, hold fast. Huwag kang bibitaw. Hold fast our confession. Ano ba yung confession natin? Well, sabi ni Pablo, Romans 10:10, For with the heart we believe and are justified. And with the mouth we confess and are saved. So may confession tayo with the mouth, but with the heart. Kasama yung puso. Kaya sabi ng ibang commentators, it is with the heart and mouth we confess, joyfully opening up our confession so that other people may know Christ in the gospel. We confess. We declare plainly this confession. Sabi rin ng ibang commentators, it is a twofold confession. We confess the historical Jesus. We confess also our Christian faith. So it's about the historical Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, and that confession is about our Christian faith that we confess. So ang hamon sa atin ngayon, in the midst of trials, be faithful to the Lord we confess. Maging tapat tayo sa gitna ng mga pagsubok na ating dinadanas. Let us boldly identify with our Savior. At tayo ay sumama. Huwag tayong mahiya. No, kasi alam nyo ngayon, madali tayong mapahiya. Madali tayong, sometimes we become timid because the world is intimidating. Nakaka-intimidate, nakakatakot pag minsan. Malakas ang dating ng mundo. Lalo na ngayon, sa ating lipunan, the world is challenging ang ating mga pananampalataya when it comes to morality, when it comes to gender, when it comes to sex, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to even the existence of God. And therefore, I saw a book in Amazon.com. Ang title ng book, The Embarrassed Believer. The Embarrassed Believer, ang nahihiyang mananampalataya, colon, reviving Christian witness in an age of unbelief. Reviving Christian witness or testimony or confession in an age of unbelief. We live in an age of unbelief when people don't want to believe the things of God. People reject the things of God. And we can be embarrassed. And we are reminded not to give up our confession, but to hold fast our confession. Let's examine ourselves, brethren. Are we holding fast? Tayo ba ay kumakapit patuloy sa ating pinapahayag? How do we react in times of trials? Do people see the Lord in our testimony? Kung mayroong mga pagsubok tayo kinakaharap, may mga problema sa bahay, sa office, sa ating komunidad, sa ating mga barangay, kung may mga pagsubok doon, nakikita ba nila we hold fast to our confession? We give a good account of our confession. Nawa'y tingnan natin, siyasatin natin ating mga puso. Ang hamon sa atin is to hold fast. Patuloy na manghawakan sa ating pananampalataya at ipahayag ang pananampalatayang ito sa ating kapwa. But then ikalawa, na practical implication, not only hold fast to our confession, but verse 16, napakaganda, it deserves one sermon in itself. Draw near to God in prayer. Draw near to God in prayer. Verse 16, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. It is an invitation to draw. Sabi ng ibang translation, to approach. Let's approach. Let's draw. At yung word daw na ginamit, to approach, to draw, eh parang merong tema o merong halo na religious connotation referring to how priests in their service approach God with their sacrifices in the Old Testament. So merong paglapit to drawing. There's an approaching. At parang may halong ganon. It's a religious service and worship. So lumapit daw tayo with confidence or boldness, with freedom of expression, with no fear or slavish fear. Yes, we fear in the sense, at nga, in fact, napag-aralan natin yan, even in the book of Hebrews, let us fear in that reverential fear, but let us not have that slavish fear. Yung takot ng isang alipin, hindi ganon. It is rather the boldness of a child to a father. And that is what we do whenever we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father! Yan ang boldness na hinahanap dito. Na lumapit sa iyong ama. Hindi sa iyong pinuno. Hindi sa iyong master na malupit. But to a loving Father. Draw near with confidence. Saan? To the throne of grace. To the throne, eh kung throne lang, baka matakot pa tayo. Eh, trono yan eh. Makasalanan ako. Andiyan ang Diyos, trono. Pero napakaganda talaga ng language. Ano, halos lahat ng salita, worth its weight in gold. It's not just a throne. It's a throne of grace. Can you imagine that? Trono. Eh, yung trono, pag trono, trono ng makapangyarihan, trono ng isang hari, kakatakot yan, trono. Pero ito, imagine, trono ng biyaya. Yung trono, eh, parang dumadaloy yung biyaya. What a blessing. And therefore, if we draw, hindi pa nakontento, what an assurance that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Grace and mercy. Awa at biyaya. Biyaya at awa ay tatanggapin natin in time of need. What a blessing and encouragement in time of need. Kung wala naman tayong need, eh hindi bibigay ng Panginoon. Pag minsan kasi doon tayo natatakot, di ba? Ano kayong mangyayari pag na-persecute ako? Can I do it? Ano kayong mangyayari pag nasa banig na ako ng karamdaman? Can I give a good account and confession? Eh wala ka pa naman doon. Kaya wala, hindi pa binibigay ng Panginoon sa yung tapang na kailangan mo at yung biyaya. I think matagal ko nang na-share sa inyo yan. Nabasa ko rin siguro yan sa mga Puritans. ay doon lang nila ibibigay ang awa at biyaya. Doon lang ibibigay ng Diyos ang awa at biyaya. Pagkailangan natin. In time of need. Kaya nga sa Hebrews 2 verse 18, nakita na natin to before. For because He Himself has suffered when tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted. Nag-suffer ang Panginoon. Dito ang sabi, He was tempted in all points as we are. Therefore, He can sympathize. He is able to help. Not only willing, but able to help. And so, ang hamon sa atin, mga kapatid, approach God with confidence. Ano man ang iyong kalalagayan, ano man ang pagsubok na ating dinadanas, maaaring a personal struggle, maaaring health issues, maaaring mga tukso, maaaring mga pangangailangan, maaaring mga conflicts in the office, at home, wherever we may be, let's approach God. Ano man yung mga times na nasusubok tayo, and especially in critical time of need. May mga talagang matinding oras na pangangailangan. Time of trial, time of great loss, and time of death. These are times of need na talagang kailangan natin. Nawa ang maging first stop natin is prayer. The throne of grace. Kalimitan na nangyayari, we rely first on our own ingenuity, our wisdom, our strength, yung ating mga kakayahan. Muna, at pag di na natin kaya, we come to God in prayer. No? Sana ay baligtad. Kung meron mga pagsubok, may mga struggles, come to God first in His throne of grace and find mercy and grace. Subalit pa kami, kinakausap naman ako na hindi tiyak kung siya ay nasa Panginoong Jesus na. Sa ating mga tagapakinig sa Zoom, FB Live, baka merong mga naandyan, mga kaibigan, mga mahal sa buhay, hindi nyo pa kilala ang Panginoong Jesus. Now, know this. Sana'y ma-realize nyo ito. Ang trono na iyon is a throne of grace for believers in Christ. Pero sa mga di mananampalataya, it's a throne of wrath and judgment. Ito'y trono ng paghuhusga at trono ng puot. Kaya sana huwag kayong titigil hanggat hindi nyo nakikilala ang Panginoong Jesus bilang inyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Nawa ang inyong maging panalangin, Lord, show me kung paano ako maliligtas. Ano ba talaga ang tunay na daan ng kaligtasan para ako din ay makakamtan ng trono ng biyaya at pagpapala. So in summary, nakita natin, Jesus is such a great high priest. Come to God, therefore. Come to God in faith. Come to God trusting. Kilala natin si William Tyndale, ang tinaguriang parang naging ama ng English Bible. Siya ang nag-translate many times, narinig na natin sa pulpito na ito ang buhay ni William Tyndale. At alam nyo at maalala nyo siguro na dahil sa gusto siyang patayin doon sa Inglaterra, ay nagpunta siya sa Europa. At doon siya paikot-ikot nagtatago at doon niya tinatranslate yung Bible, piniprint din doon sa Europa, tapos pinupuslit sa Inglaterra yung mga English Bible. Eh, galit naman yung hari. Galit na galit yung mga laban kay William Tyndale. Eh, nagpapadala ng mga espiya. Hinahanap siya. And finally, doon sa Belgium, natagpuan siya ng isang traidor at nahuli siya ng puwersa ng hari. At doon, siya ginarote. Pagkatapos siyang patayin, sinunog ang kanyang katawan. Pero alam nyo, mga kapatid, at narinig nyo na rin ito at gusto ko lang ipaalala sa inyo, ang kanyang pinakahuling salita ayon sa account is this, Lord, open the King of England's eyes. Lord, open the King of England's eyes. Sana mamulat ang hari at makilala niya ang kahalagaan ng banal na kasulatan. 2 years later, sinagot ng Panginoon ang panalangin ni William Tyndale even as he was dying. Henry VIII decreed that a copy of the Bible in English and Latin should be made available to every church of England. Ang taong ito, si William Tyndale, sa gitna ng mga patinding pagsubok, he kept his confession even if it means dying for his faith. Not only that, he came to God in boldness. Even in his dying moments, he came to the throne of grace. Lord, opened the King of England's eyes. And God answered his prayers. Sana, ganun din tayo mga kapatid. Knowing that we have a great high priest, let us hold fast to our confession. Let's be faithful to our confession. Let us come to the throne of grace with confidence and boldness. Praise Him. Praise our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in His name, let us come in prayer. Manalangin tayo mga kapatid. O Panginoon namin Diyos, what a great blessing. Sa gitna ng mga pagsubok namin sa mundo na ito, sa gitna ng mga disappointments, sa gitna ng weakness of the body, sa gitna ng weakness of the soul and spirit, na maraming beses nahuhulog kami sa mga tukso. Yet, what a great blessing. Alam ng Panginoong Jesus ang lahat ng aming dinadanas. Nasa kanang kamay niyo siya nakaupo. Ever ready to make intercession for us while sympathizing with us. At Panginoon, tulungan niyo kami, therefore, na maging tapat sa aming sinumpaang tipan sa inyo. Maging tapat at maging mapanalangin sa aming mga buhay bilang mananampalataya. Bigyan niyo kami ng biyaya na gawin ng mga bagay na ito. Sapagkat ito po lamang aming mga samo at dalangin sa pangalan po lamang ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen.